Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is Jana Arnaldi, CEO of Valleywide Health System. First time meeting you. Pleasure to see you. Yeah, thanks for coming in and talking to us. There's a lot going on with Valleywide Health Systems. I don't know it all. I'm just going by what I see around town, and I know that you had a big acquisition, a big merger at one point a couple years back with Southeast Health Group.
Yes, actually just a year ago, 5 days ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Just over a year ago. Let's start there, because that... And again, I don't know anything about any of this. Mm-hmm. I'm just seeing what I see as I move around Alamosa and move around the valley, and I see Valleywide, for me, feels like you're on the move. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to guess, or I'm going to assume, that the merger with Southeast Health Group is part of that.
Yes.
Take us there.
It is. So about 2 years ago, we started talking with Southeast Health Group. Southeast Health Group was a community mental health center similar to what SLV Behavioral Health does here for us in the Valley. And they were the smallest one in the state, and they served mainly the lower Arkansas Valley. So La Junta, Las Animas, Rocky Ford,
right.
And there's like six counties on that side of Colorado that they served. So they started talking with Valleywide because community mental health, the system is strained. It's funded by the state, and since Southeast was one of the smallest community mental health centers, they felt that they needed to merge with somebody to sustain their services for their community. And so they did talk to a few organizations. It worked out best for them because Valleywide also has clinics. We had integrated behavioral health and medical services in that same region. So it worked out really well for us to come together. So we started those conversations about 2 years ago. And then on March 6th of last year, all of the Southeast staff moved under Valleywide's umbrella. So we basically hired 160 people.
Gotcha.
And then in August was when the actual merger was official with the Corporate Commission in the state of Colorado.
And how did that change your operations?
Sure.
At Valleywide Health, you as CEO, but the organization, the health system as a whole, because that had to have changed how you operate or how you see things out there.
Oh, absolutely. So I'll tell you, first of all, so Valleywide here in the San Luis Valley had started what we called our counseling and support centers. So small, just therapy. We had some, I think we had two providers for most of the time that we've had the counseling and support center open here in the valley. So we took some patients, not very difficult patients. Most of those we would refer to the San Luis Valley Behavioral Health Group. So merging with Southeast is full services. So all the way from psychiatric services to therapy to case management. There's even a regional assessment center that's now under the umbrella of Valleywide. And so that's like a detox unit, transitional housing, and so more services that we've never offered before.
Right.
So having the expertise, so we brought staff that understand how to do those services, having those expertise has encouraged us to build some of the things that we don't have access to here in the valley into our systems here. So one of the perfect ones that we've already added in even pre-courthouse is peer services. So peer services are behavioral health services that people could just walk in. You don't have to have an appointment. You walk in, you could be in crisis or you could just be needing some support. And so they walk in and we either connect them to services, maybe just spend some time with them, or, you know, so it's kind of a just support.
So the merger with Southeast Health Group, as I listen to you, it tells me that here locally in the San Luis Valley, those types of mental health services are now, they were always available, I guess, but now through Valleywide, they seem to be more available, or those services, for the valley itself.
Yeah. So most of them available already, some of them not already available. We do not have a regional assessment center here. So one thing that we've been able to do is actually transport patients out to the La Junta Regional Assessment Center from the Valley here for services. And so there's some things that, because Valleywide now has access to them, we're help facilitating some additional services here. And I'd also say that I'm in communication with the CEO at the San Luis Valley Behavioral Health. We're trying not to duplicate services.
Right.
Just offer more services, especially in areas where there isn't enough.
You know, when I think of the business of healthcare, Valleywide Health Services, the clinics you operate, et cetera, and you layer into that then mental health services through a merger with an existing provider, in this case, Southeastern Colorado. To me, that sounds smart, that is a merger and a growth of Valleywide in an area and at a moment in time where mental health services and those types of services are really in need.
Right. That's very true. I mean, we haven't had any problems finding patients that need our services, that's for sure. So
that seemed like a really smart business move. And honestly, I'm not saying this just because you're in front of me, but since you arrived in Alamosa from Arizona 2019, 4 years or so ago, all I've honestly heard about you is how smart you are in terms of your business acumen, your business, how you see things. And then you had the foresight, or you had the luck, or whatever you want to call it, to acquire the old Alamosa County Courthouse.
Oh, yes.
Which people are really curious about what's going to happen there.
Right. So one of the things that we try to do in community health, and we've been trying to do it for a long, long time, is true integrated services. So how do we connect physical health with mental health, right? And so right now, Valleywide has numerous locations all over Alamosa, all over the valley, right? So our plan at the courthouse is to bring some of those services together, closer together. So
let us talk a little bit about that part. I want to go back to your background and all that. We'll get there. But let's just stick there then with the Alamosa County Courthouse.
Yep.
Because I think that's what people really are like, where are they with that? When are we going to see, take is there? What is that time frame? I know you've got the permits. I know you've been working through the city hall. And it looks like you're ready to tear into that building. I don't know if you're going to tear into it. You're going to tear into the interior part of it, I'm sure.
Right. So we actually just last week signed the contract for the architects.
Nice.
So things are moving.
That's cool. And who'd you sign?
RTA out of Colorado Springs. So
they're working with the Alamosa School District right now.
Yes, they are. And they actually worked, they built Pueblo Community Health Center's new clinic in Pueblo. So, and it's a beautiful clinic.
I'm really curious on what that project, what that renovation is going to look and feel like from a community perspective, because it's you know, it's so iconic, right? Everyone sees
it. Right.
So you're not going to mess with the exterior probably. It's probably all interior, or what is that going to?
Mostly, we'll do some cleanup of the outside. But, and I'll tell you, the reason that we selected RTA as the main, one of the biggest reasons, was they brought a historic specialist with them to their interview. So they brought somebody that knows how to keep the value of a historic building and bring that forward and not mess with that. So
that's exciting. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, a lot of people here in the Valley, they're not aware that we actually did this kind of project in Canyon City.
Ah.
So we have a historic building that we remodeled right on Main Street in Canyon City. I took Kathy Woods to it. So.
And yeah. What can the community anticipate or expect when they see that renovation, both exterior, interior? Mm-hmm. What will we eventually expect there?
Well, I can't tell you exactly because the brain cells are still kind of cooking up
the project
pot's going to look like. Yeah. I'm excited about it. But I don't think that any of the historic value will be lost. I think if anything, we're going to make it prettier, right? We definitely have a team at Alamosa, at Valleywide, that is set on making sure that we just beautify what we already have.
Yeah, that's that. Well, that's you know, not only is it a important project for you, but it's an important project for the community again because of the iconic nature of that particular. Why were you interested in that? Because I obviously you could have built something, you could have acquired, you had options,
right?
But you selected 4th Street downtown, the old courthouse. Why?
Well, we had been watching and looking around and kind of making decisions or you know, looking at business opportunities to build or to remodel. And Valleywide's been really good at remodeling older buildings and newer buildings. So that project downtown just fits with what we kind of are really good at doing.
Yeah, no, really excited about that and look forward to it. We're going to keep talking to Jana Arnaldi, I'm sorry, CEO of Valleywide Health Systems. We'll be right back. This is the Valley Pod.
Do you have an idea that could make life in Bonavista even better? Maybe it's new chemistry equipment that will inspire high school students, or medical kits that will help police officers respond to emergencies, or maybe it's transforming a former church into a new community art space. Every day, Bonavista locals are making their community better with a little support from the Lohr Foundation. To share an idea and learn how Lohr can help, contact Yvette Atencio at ivette@lohrfoundation.org.
Hey, we're back with Jana Rinaldi. She's the CEO with Valleywide Health Systems. They're in the process just starting a remodel of the old Alamosa County Courthouse, historic courthouse on 4th. We've been talking about that. But it seems to me that Valleywide, as we talked at the beginning, is just on this growth spurt. And I don't know if that's true or not, but it just seems that way, that from an employee base, from an operations expense standpoint, the whole business seems to really be scaling up. Is that accurate?
Yeah. So pre-merger, we were around 440 employees. Post-merger, we're closer to 700, so in the 600s. So definitely staff-wise, we have a lot more expertise on board. And I think one thing that, especially because people in the San Luis Valley see us only here in the San Luis Valley,
right,
to understand the amount of Colorado that Valleywide serves. So it's about 30,000 square miles.
Wow.
That we serve all the way to the Kansas City border. So, and then up through Canyon City and Buena Vista.
You go north from here too then?
We do.
Mm-hmm. Canyon City, I know, is a significant operation for you.
Yes.
Where else? And I mean, I've seen the health clinics around the valley in different towns. Mm-hmm. Where else are you located when you think of your system across the board that you're saying that's an important location for us?
Yeah, so we, of course, Buena Vista is another one that we, and that's a newer clinic, so that we opened that one during COVID. But so Buena Vista is as far north we go, and then all the way to Lamar. So we have a main hub in La Junta, and then we have a main hub in Lamar, and then Las Animas and all the little towns in between. So,
you know, your background as a CFO, as a chief financial officer, explains a lot from a CEO perspective for me in terms of here's someone that understands numbers, understands operations, and comes in to Alamosa and assumes the CEO role of Valleywide, looks at the numbers, looks at what's out there, and starts scaling it.
Right.
You were pretty, you don't know a lot about you, but really impressed with how you came in, looked at things, looked at numbers, created a merger, created more services, started renovating. You've been on the move.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of that, I've done community health center work since 1999. So for a long time, I was a CFO for a really long time before I came here. And I dabbled in operations in between there for a few years here and there. I also obtained my PhD in healthcare administration as part of my goal to become a CEO. And so, I've had a lot of great mentors, and you have to look for those opportunities to expand your organization and try to meet the needs of your community. So where there's a need, I believe Valleywide, and my leadership team is amazing. So we take those things serious. And so if it means going to look for grant money, you know, so that we could serve a new population that maybe doesn't have access to services, or finding ways to fund like the remodel at the courthouse, that's not going to be inexpensive. So,
right.
But we're doing an amazing job obtaining funds to be able to do that and add that service for our community.
So. How many employees will you have at the courthouse itself, annex, whatever you're calling that?
That's a good question. So because it's three buildings, we're still kind of sorting through who and what's going to be there. I would probably say between behavioral health and our medical and our physical therapy services, probably between 50 and 70 employees.
Yeah, which is good for downtown Alamo.
Oh, absolutely, especially now that Friday's health plan is gone. So the businesses down there, I think, will definitely benefit from having more staff members in the area.
When you made the move from Arizona and you grew up in Tucson, Arizona, and you were working in Casa Grande, Arizona, running or working for Sun Life Valley Health Center as a CFO there, and you make that move from Arizona to Little Alamosa, but you're taking over a pretty significant operation. Mm-hmm. What was that transition like for you going from that environment, that metro area, into the San Luis Valley?
You know, it wasn't so hard for me. Like, I love it here in Alamosa, and it didn't take me very long. Like, a lot of people were, oh, you got to be here 3 years before you're stuck, right? I didn't have that. I really liked it here, and all of my family has moved here with me.
Really?
Even my adult children live in Alamosa now. Yes.
That's cool. So who was it hard for, your husband?
Yes.
And why is that?
He was born and raised in Tucson, but it took him about 6 months, and he was going back and forth for a while, and then he moved up here. And honestly, we had an opportunity to move back to Tucson, and we said no.
Right on. Right. So the place has not only grown on you, mm-hmm. and again, as you explain, it's not just the San Luis Valley and Alamosa that Valleywide operates out of. You're expanding that network, so you're getting across Colorado, not just here. Now, Alamosa, you're based here, though.
Yes. Yes.
But as you settle in now, what's next? I mean, I know you got to get this project down. I don't want to say there's more coming, but you just seem to be someone that, again, looks to scale, looks for opportunities, looks to make a business even more successful than it's been.
Right. You know, the courthouse is going to be a big project, so I really haven't thought a whole lot past that. I mean, and there's opportunities at the courthouse to maybe do some additional community stuff, because there's 19,000 square feet there and we don't need all of that. So what else could we do? Something new, you know, we've talked about bringing in, you know, like businesses that could help support our patients, or, you know, specialty services that maybe people don't have access to here. So we've talked about how could we build out that third building to help the community.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see. Really going to be paying attention, as the whole community will be, as you, I don't want to say tear into that building.
Right.
But you are gonna be going renovating to. It. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see a change there.
Yes.
Really exciting change. When you think of healthcare, health services, mental health services, the medical clinics that Valleywide runs, where are we today in Colorado, in this country, when it comes to healthcare itself? Because it seems like we've been going through, I mean, obviously we went through COVID, that's past us now. What do you see on that scale as a CEO with the background you have, extensive background? What do you see as healthcare issues in this country and in this state?
Yeah, so Colorado is pretty advanced. I mean, there's some things that we need to do around value-based healthcare that I think we were more advanced in Arizona, that we could do better on here in Colorado. And community health centers, what Valleywide is, so we're funded by the federal government. And right now, you know, our federal government's not so sure on what their budget looks like.
Right.
So some of that gets a little bit nervous, but knowing that we're protected at the federal level, helps. So there's about 1,400 community health centers across the nation. Uh-huh. So we're part of that network.
Gotcha.
Which helps protect the services for our small communities here, right?
Gotcha.
So funding is one of the things that we watch really closely. And I was just a couple weeks ago in D.C., you know, advocating for more funding, keep our funding, pass a budget, do something, right? And I'll be at the state next week. So. Yeah.
From an economic perspective, having Valleywide health systems in Alamosa, in San Luis Valley, and across Colorado, having SLV Health based in Alamosa with the hospital and all of its efforts, it seems that healthcare as an industry, as a job creator, is really significant these days for Alamosa in terms of its payroll.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, here in Alamosa, Valleywide probably employs, I'm guessing, about 300, mm-hmm. 350 mm-hmm. people. I think I know the hospital's number between their two hospitals is about 800. So, mm-hmm. of course, but I also think that there's still more that we can do, right?
Really?
So, I don't think we've covered all of our bases.
And is that a good economy, a good base? For a local economy, it seems to me that it is.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Because you're dealing with doctors, you're dealing with nurses, you're dealing with all the specialists, and you get those jobs in here.
We do. But I'll tell you what we struggle with in that area. So recruiting is hard when looking for doctors and physicians and even mid-levels or specialists. Dentists is another one. But then we find people that we think would be perfect for our organization and their spouse might be an engineer or something that we don't have here in the Valley. So we run into that. And I know the hospital also runs into that same problem all the time. Like, what are we going to have their spouse do from here? I think it's a little bit easier nowadays because of the ability to work from home for so many types of positions. The spouse problem probably isn't as significant, but it still happens.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think that's always the case for these small towns is recruiting in really talented people. And how will the spouse, whether it's the husband or the wife, how will they take to the place?
Right, right. And then childcare is the other, which I know we're working on here in the Valley. So
what are some of those cures when you think of housing, when you think of recruiting in doctors and worrying about the spouse and how that, what are some of those cures, do you think?
So the best that we're able to do for the most part is, of course, we hook them up with our local realtors to help them find housing and to get to know the community a little bit. So we'll take people on tours and, you know, hopefully help connect them if we know, you know, what the spouse is interested in. We have a whole team that works on, you know, trying to do the best they can do to connect new people to the Valley. And sometimes people get here and then, or even to any of our other communities that we serve, and it's not the best place for them. But, you know, we try.
Yeah. Well, it's really cool that you personally have taken to the place.
Oh,
yeah. Alamosa, to the Valley. You talked about how easy that adjustment was for you. Why was that?
You know, I don't know. I don't know other than I think that the community was really welcoming for me and for my family. So I think that it was just easy transition for me.
And you plugged right in.
I mean,
in terms of not just your position as CEO of Valleywide Health, you plugged into the community on boards, on getting to know, because that's really how you figured out that courthouse was available and maybe it's something I should make a play or look at.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, you have to get to know people. Otherwise, I mean, I don't even know if I wasn't out and about and meeting people and, you know, going to events and things that were happening. I don't know that it would have been as or felt as welcoming for me. Right.
Yeah. No, it's really important and really interesting in how you integrated yourself in all the different things you're making happen now. Does it feel like home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I love it.
That's cool. It's really great to meet you. Really great to see you. We learned a lot and really appreciate the information you gave us, particularly about that courthouse. But just the way you've scaled, the merger, I find really interesting. Your background, now it's all making sense of why Valleywide is really successful.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, one more thing I want to say about the courthouse is that our architects will be having community forums and asking for the community to come give us feedback on things like that they'd be interested in making sure that we keep or get rid of, or, you know, so I would keep an eye out for when those community forums are happening, if anyone's interested.
We will definitely help put those out. I got one more question when I was thinking about that. Is it possible, or is it an idea for you to even think about putting any housing in there for doctors, visiting staff, et cetera? I don't know if that even makes any sense. I know you talked about other uses.
Yeah, we haven't really gone down the housing route. I'll bring it up, though, in our brainstorming.
Yeah, no, I just, you know, we talked about all the space there, and what I'm really looking forward to that project. And I really, again, really appreciate all your time coming in here and visiting with us.
Of course, it was great.
Yeah, it was very cool getting to talk to Jana Arnaldi, the CEO of Valleywide Health. Hey, you've been listening to the Valley Pod. Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. See you around the Valley.
Hi, I'm Marty Jones, host of the Outdoor Citizen podcast. Join us every other Wednesday as we talk to outdoor enthusiasts, wildlife experts, recreationists, lovers of the outdoors, and people who spend their days and their lives outside. On the Outdoor Citizen, we talk all things outside and outdoors, provide you with the latest data and measurements for water and weather, give you upcoming outdoor events, and keep you up to date on the latest news. The Outdoor Citizen is brought to you by the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, enjoy the out of doors.